This is Ozarks at Large. Among the many events packed into this busy weekend is a workshop at the Writers' Colony at Dairy Hollow in Eureka Springs. Sunday, Paula Morell, executive producer of Tales from the South, will conduct a workshop teaching participants how to write their own true tale for the show. Morell describes the storytelling radio program as an oral history project where everyday Southerners read stories they have written. June 16th, Morell and her crew will be in Eureka Springs to record an episode of the program that will feature three storytellers from Eureka Springs. Earlier this week, I spoke with Paula on the phone, and she began our conversation by telling me how Tales from the South came to be.
A friend of mine was doing a radio show out in California, San Francisco, and he sent a call for stories out. And I'm an English professor and a writer and a restaurateur. I got his call for stories, and I sent it to my writer friends in Arkansas and got 10 good stories and passed them on to him, but then his radio show fell through. And so I had 10 really good stories on my hands, and so I literally just cold called KUAR here in Little Rock. And my whole intent was to have a one-time airing of these really good stories, and they immediately liked the idea and asked me to go ahead and start a show around it. So we started off doing once a month, and then we've been eight years on the air now. So first couple of years was pretty low key, and we've just kind of been building on it ever since. And now we're distributed and syndicated worldwide, and we have a huge listening audience, and it's just a lot of fun to see the whole thing grow.
During Sunday's workshop, one of the things you'll be teaching participants is how to write their true tale for the show. So my first question is, how do you know if you have an actual story to tell? Because sometimes you hear these amazing stories and you sit and you're like, well, I don't have a story like that.
Well, everybody has a story to tell. And that's a big part of the project for me is I get hundreds and hundreds of submissions, and I don't ever turn down stories. My goal is not to only take what I think are the best stories or the most interesting stories, because everyone has stories. Our lives are made up of stories, and we all have very interesting and a lot to say. And so for me, what the show is all about is giving people a voice. So the tricky part for some people is knowing what to write about, A, and B, how to most successfully write it and then read it in front of a live audience. And so all those are very different steps and very different processes. But I would never say that people don't have stories. Everyone has an incredible amount of stories. Our lives are made up of them, whether they're from childhood or from, 2 days ago or happening at this moment. You know, we're a multiplicity of stories. So that the workshop is centered around really kind of helping people identify what might be interesting in their lives and then starting the process of that. The workshop won't get to the editing process, but it is about helping people to kind of see their lives as made up of all these stories, and then help them to perhaps pick one or two to work on Sunday, but then, realize that their lives are just, many, many stories that are all interconnected, and that helps connect us with other people. Our individual stories help us connect to each other. So it's like a big tapestry.
And during the workshop, you're also going to teach participants how to present their stories on radio. They'll be reading, if they're on the show, they read it live. Do people need to write their stories differently than if they were just presenting it in print?
It is a different kind of animal in a lot of ways. The workshop, we're just going to touch on the telling part of it, the story, the audio part of it, the oral part of it, because the work that goes into turning it into something that would be successful on a radio show comes in the editing process. And what we're really doing on Sunday is more of the creative process. They're really two different processes. And so on Sunday, we're going to work on and look at how to come up with stories, how to initially get them down, but then to work on editing a story would come after the workshop. How to then, and we'll touch on it, and I'll have handouts and stuff and talk to people about how they work for the radio. But yes, a lot of stories can be successful both heard and read, but are many stories that are more successful read and many that are more successful heard, you know. So Tales kind of walks the line because we also put out books every year. And so a lot of our stories, or we try to, you know, kind of walk that middle line with our stories. But the most important thing about our stories is the radio portion of it. So they need to be able to have a certain structure to them for to be successful on the radio.
Paula Morell is the executive producer of Tales from the South, and she will conduct a workshop beginning at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Writer's Colony at Dairy Hollow in Eureka Springs. Morell says you do not have to attend the workshop in order to have your submission considered for an upcoming broadcast of Tales from the South that will feature Eureka Springs storytellers. Space is limited to Sunday's workshop and registration costs $25. More information is available at writerscolony.org.